You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajis, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm so glad you're here today because we're going to be talking about something I think touches on like a really practical piece of private practice, but I think it's also something kind of important to consider in like making sure you're aligned in your values personally and professionally. So today I'm going to be sharing about why I have decided to switch my practice management system, my EHR, and what I think could be helpful for you to consider if you're thinking about switching yours as well. I'm going to kind of take you behind the scenes of what led me to this decision and what I really like and love about my new EHR, Jane. And then some lessons that you can apply if you're considering making a change to, whether it is to Jane or to a different EHR, just some things to really consider. Because honestly, the truth is that systems you use are going to shape your client experience as well as your own experience as a business owner. And it's going to contribute to your time freedom and ultimately your peace of mind. And for us as therapist moms, peace of mind and simplicity is essential. So I'm going to kind of start with like a little backstory. Since I've been in private practice since 2015, I've used several different EHR systems. Some of these were in a group practice, others were in a solo practice. I managed our software system in the group practice, so I really understood that whole part. But I've also moved my practice before from one system to another. So I have the experience of like working in the systems, but also changing from one to another. I have been with my previous EHR. I've been with them since the start of 2020. And honestly, overall, I've been fairly happy with the system. Throughout the course of the almost 6 years that I've been with them, there have definitely been major changes, either like to pricing or features that haven't always been great and have definitely led to me at different points considering moving to other practice management systems. And I think that anytime there tends to be a change in an EHR, you always see us therapists having conversations in like Facebook groups about, are you staying? Are you leaving? Where are you going? And I do think that there can sometimes be a quick rush to leave a system because we don't like a specific change. We don't like change. But I think I've seen people do that without really considering like, what does that mean for your practice? And really considering the amount of time and work it takes to move systems. Back in episode 75, I talked about some key things to consider before making any kind of switch with your EHR. So when I'm talking about today, this switch for me, I hope you can kind of hear the process and the purpose behind the switch and know this just wasn't a switch I did hastily. And I don't want you to just jump from one system to another, but really also to think about your needs and what making a switch could give you or could take away if you did do that switch. So as I have been with my previous EHR, I definitely found at times, like I said, overall, I was happy for the most part, but there were things that were a little bit clunky or not as efficient or streamlined as I really would have liked. But I honestly think for some of those things, I just kind of became complacent because I really didn't want to go through the hassle of a switch. Like I said, it's a big ordeal. And so I just kind of accepted it, even though it didn't necessarily work for me. And honestly, one of my biggest issues, truthfully, from the get-go with the previous system was I really was not that impressed with how things were on the client-facing side. Like, what was the user experience for my clients I was working with? I didn't feel like some of the things were really intuitive for clients. Because of how their system was set up, I was really limited in myself being able to support my clients when they had a problem with the system because I just couldn't see certain things on the client side. I am a big believer and advocate for a really polished, really streamlined experience for my clients because I know from personal experience, not just with seeing a therapist, but with any kind of business, when it's not a great customer experience, then I'm not as satisfied with the service. And it can make me consider not coming back. And so I th always think about that in what is that experience like for my clients? So I didn't like that there were certain things that I just couldn't help clients with. And honestly, getting on the phone with the company or getting an email response of any kind of acknowledgement to kind of like address these issues really was not easy. And so again, I just kind of like put up with it. Like, oh, okay, maybe this is just like one of those things that it's a pain point I'm going to have to kind of suffer through. And so I'm not here to like bash my previous EHR. It served me for a season. We had a good run. But over the last few years, the company culture definitely began to change. They became kind of part of this more like health tech kind of world, became a publicly traded company. Things just began to change. And if you've ever had that gut feeling of like, this just isn't working anymore, you know kind of what I'm talking about. And at this point, I'm in a place where I want a system that isn't just functional, but one that is also aligned with the way I want to run my business. I wanted an EHR that was extremely efficient with great client care and with a company that has values that match my own. So I was honestly really blown away when I began to look into Jane. The more I learned about them as a company and practice management system, it was just really, really intriguing. One of the first things that really drew me to Jane was the incredible customer service they have. And I don't just mean that like people are really friendly and nice. I mean, this is next level support that I've never had from an EHR company before. The amount of time Aiden, shout out to Aiden, one of their team members, the amount of time he took during my clinic demo meeting to just go through all of my questions, show me the ins and out of their system. We even met multiple times. It was just incredible. And they even have a demo clinic that after that meeting with him, like I could get in and I could kind of play around with and test out features without having to even sign up for anything. It really gave me a chance to test out Jane and just kind of see how it could work for me. There really wasn't any kind of question that they didn't either already have the answer for or a guide to direct me to. And so why does like that experience of what I had of them like helping me to understand their system, why does that matter? Why does the customer support mean so much to me? Well, for two reasons. Number one, if I'm going to be paying for and using a practice management system to run my practice, I need to trust that their staff can actually help me and support me. So I want to know that I can get real support and help, talk to somebody, and that they're going to be not just pleasant, but actually give me the support I need. And then reason number two is that the way they support me directly impacts how I am able to support my clients. When the system is easy to navigate, when problems get solved quickly, and when I don't have to sit on hold for hours or go hunting through forums for answers, that frees up my time and energy to show up more fully for my clients. And so the way I kind of see it is that Jane's customer service becomes part of the client experience. And I really think that matters. It helps me to be able to give my clients a much better experience as their own kind of customer of mine. Another huge factor was the support that they gave me in setting up my account in their system and then in transferring all of my files from my previous system into Jane. I mean, let's just be real. One of the biggest reasons we stay stuck in any system that we don't love, myself included, right? I wasn't like over the moon about everything with my previous system. But the reason that we stay stuck, the reason I stayed stuck was because the idea of switching just feels overwhelming. Again, this is one of the reasons I stayed with my previous system for so long. So then when we think about switching, we get overwhelmed thinking about exporting files. You know, what if we lose notes? What if we lose data? How do we make sure our clients aren't confused? It's a lot, right? Jane's team jumped on multiple video calls with me throughout the process. They helped me to troubleshoot any hiccups I encountered. They kept me informed throughout the entire process of importing my data from the other system. Like I said, I have switched EHRs a few times over the 10 years I've been in private practice, and this was the first time I've had a new company actually take the time to make sure that I felt comfortable and that I knew what I was doing as I'm getting my new system set up and ready to use. That reassurance that I could jump on a call, send an email, actually speak to someone to walk me through the steps during that process, that has been such a huge reassurance as I have made this transition. And honestly, as I was looking at the Jane system, one of the things that really kind of just sealed the deal for me and helped me to feel like they were the right fit for me, apart from the fact that, again, I loved their system and I loved what this looked like for me. But as I was learning about who they are as a company, it really began to kind of feel like this was the right fit. Jane is an employee-owned company and founded by a former practice owner who gets what it's like to need an EHR that truly helps you to run your business and practice. Being employee-owned means that they're not just accountable to outside investors or chasing profit at all costs, but they're accountable to their team and to the values that they have set out as a company. And as I have learned more about Jane and I've spoken with multiple members of their team, I've just constantly been so amazed at how they don't just value the profit that they make from providers with the EHR, but really are about helping to support the community of mental health and wellness professionals. They care about the work we do and want to provide us opportunities to be supported and to grow as professionals and caregivers. And for me personally, that really does matter. I want to make sure I'm aligning my business with companies and partners who share my values, not just about convenience, not just about making sure, oh, well, this is like the easiest thing to do. And so knowing that Jane is employee-owned tells me a lot about how they prioritize people and community. And I have seen that firsthand, and it just feels right for me. So, you might be listening saying, okay, so what does all this mean for me? I'm not here to tell you that you need to switch your EHR. I'm definitely not an advocate of just switching just for the sake of it. But maybe you are not necessarily ready to switch now. Maybe you've had that little voice in your head wondering, like, is my system actually working for you? So, I want to just kind of leave you with a few things to kind of consider and to think about if you are, pondering, like, is it time to make a change? What are your non-negotiables? What features do you absolutely need? What do you want scheduling to look like? Do you need telehealth? Do you need billing? Do you need insurance? Make a list of what are the non-negotiables you absolutely want and need in an EHR. And I want you to also ask yourself about customer service. How responsive are they? Do they solve problems quickly? Can you actually speak with somebody on the phone or by video? And do they actually fix the problem or address your concerns? And then I want you to ask yourself about values. Do you care about how the company is structured or what they stand for? You may not, but for me, that mattered. For you, it might be something else. So that's something to just be considering as well. Thinking about and asking about data transfer. If you're going to start looking at other options, how does that company help you move everything over smoothly? What do you have to do? How are they there to support you through that transition? And then I want you to also like kind of be in that place of dreaming, but thinking about future support. Does the system that you're currently using or one that you're considering using, does it support where you're headed, not just about where you are now? One of the things that was, I don't know, I just found kind of cool and definitely got me dreaming as I met with Jane's staff was dreaming about where their management system might help me to grow in the future. If I want to add additional staff or if I want to expand even outside of just mental health providers in a practice, I've been bouncing around ideas of maybe some kind of version of a collective. This is years down the line. But it's an option for me in using this system that I don't think was there with other EHRs I've used. And when I looked at the different pricing options that Jane has, I was really surprised by what they could provide and what those options were and how it could provide me and meet my budget as a solo provider. But also, if I decide to eventually expand into a group or a collective, their pricing options really were great to see what that might look like and how it could be affordable for me. So, these questions that I've asked you to kind of consider, they're not just about convenience, but really helping you to think about your time and your energy and how your current system either supports your life or makes it more challenging in the work that you do. So, here's my takeaway for you today. Your systems matter. Time is hard to come by and it's limited as a business owner with kids. So the tools that you use in your practice should make your life easier, should make it more efficient, should help your client experience be smoother, and help your business to be as aligned as it can be with your values. And for me, personally, that is why I decided to switch to Jane. And so if you have been curious about Jane or are wondering if it's time to just begin looking at other options, you'll find in the show notes a link to book a free demo so you can see the system, even kind of play around with it, and really get an understanding of it before even having to sign up for anything. And if you do decide that you want to make the switch or to sign up, I have a code ASHLEY1MO, which will give you a 1 month grace period when you sign up. That'll also be in the show notes. I hope this conversation helps you to think about your own systems and whether they're serving you the way you need and want. I'm a big believer in learning from others' experiences. So I hope that by me kind of sharing about my process and switching and why I decided to do so resonates with you and may help give you some things to think about and support you. Thank you so much for being here today, and I will see you back here next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.